current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to today's episode of News Right Now, Purely Sinful. Egypt and quote-unquote Israel announced a gas deal earlier this month valued at $35 billion, said to be, quote, the largest gas deal in Israel's history, unquote, by Netanyahu. Under this deal, quote-unquote Israeli gas continues to flow through Egyptian facilities for local use and then export it to Europe. This deal is not just about gas or money, it is a political message that shows where Egypt has finally decided to show its open stance on where it stands when the ongoing occupation and the suffering in Palestine shows no mercy from the Zionist occupiers. No matter how much they may argue they stand with their brethren in Palestine and claim the unwavering support for the legitimate rights of the people of Palestine, where their loyalty lies has always in fact been very clear. But this deal affirmed it, that's all. This gas agreement strengthens quote-unquote Israel's economy and helps it profit from resources while Palestinians remain under military control. By treating quote-unquote Israel as a trusted energy partner or simply having deals with them, Egypt helps present the occupation as normal and acceptable. Diyar Ashwan, chairman of the Egypt State Information Service, said, quote, the deal fits within Egypt's broader strategic goals, particularly the country's objective to reinforce its position as the key regional gas trading hub in Eastern Mediterranean, unquote. Was this statement meant to make it seem any better that they clearly chose money, international approval, and quote-unquote regime stability over justice and solidarity with an oppressed people? Egypt's role is not limited to energy cooperation. On a military and security level, Egypt has played a huge part in maintaining pressure on Gaza through its control of the Rafah crossing, keeping it closed or tightly restricted. This had serious consequences for daily life, limiting access to medical treatment, building materials and basic goods. Also, despite mass displacement inside Gaza, Egypt largely refused to allow Palestinian civilians to seek temporary refuge in Sinai. This left the Palestinians trapped in an active war zone with no safe escape route, especially for women, children, and the elderly. Even as fighting continued, Egypt maintained its energy, trade, and diplomatic arrangements with quote-unquote Israel. This sent a message that core state-to-state interests would not be disrupted by the genocide in Gaza. And now, Egypt's gas cooperation gives quote-unquote Israel further steady income and greater influence in regional and European energy markets. These benefits all come while settlements expand and military operations continue, meaning the occupation is not only protected by force, but also sustained through economic partnerships. For anyone who was unsure or unaware of the fact that our Muslim leaders today were puppet regimes, who had sold the honor and wealth of our Ummah to the enemies of Islam and are subservient to them and only them, let it be known now that this recent genocide that came to the attention of the world on October the 7th has confirmed, verified and substantiated that they have zero care for their Ummah. They are there only to loot and capitalize from the Ummah's resources, and they will go to any extent to prove their services to the enemies of Islam regardless of its consequences. It has become incumbent upon Muslims to remove these agent rulers, restore their Ummah's glory and dignity, and establish the second Khilafah Rashida, the Caliphate, on the method of prophethood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلَيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا. Allah has promised those of you who believe and do good deeds that he will certainly make them successors in the land as he did with those before them, and will surely establish for them their faith which he has chosen for them, and will indeed change their fate into security. Surah An-Nur, verse 55. May Allah hasten the return and honor of the Muslims with the implantation of the Khilafah. Ameen. Jazakum Allah khairan for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.